Cool, 94.5, 909. This is Bill Gardner. Indeed an honor to have Senator John McCain with us this morning. Good morning, Senator McCain.
Well, thank you, Bill. It's good to be with you, and I'm a regular listener of Cool, and it's a pleasure to be on.
I can't thank you enough for that. I've got so many things I want to ask you, and let me just ask you very quickly, and obviously if there's things you can't tell us, I know you'll say that as well, but you were briefed this morning on things that have gone on that we may not be privy to back here in the Valley yet.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we had heard that just recently came out of ABC News was that their national security correspondent said that eyewitnesses had actually seen Saddam Hussein being taken from the wreckage of that first strike, the preemptive strike there on the first evening. Have you heard anything about that, or this is from the ABC News and the Drudge Report?
I had heard those rumors. The question was specifically asked in the briefing that we had, and that they had no corroboration of it. There are other signs that their command and control have been disrupted, but whether Saddam Hussein was actually killed or whether his son was killed, which is another media circulated rumor, or others in his top command were killed or injured, we just don't know the answer to that. But we do know that the command and control coming out of Baghdad is not nearly what you would think would be going on in a situation like this.
And that that would be something that you would be able to say that you obtained from your briefing this morning that may not have hit the, you know, the...
Well, you know, I got to be honest with you, Bill. Very little is told to us that isn't already in the media, and sometimes the media is ahead of the briefing we get because they just are not going to give us highly sensitive information. But media are reporting from several sources, as you mentioned, that he was carried out on a stretcher with an oxygen mask on. But
and then there were eyewitnesses as well,
yeah,
right?
But yeah. But that has not been corroborated by official sources to us.
Well, I can't thank you enough for joining us this morning. And one question I had to ask you, I was thinking this morning, as I remember tracking your bid for the presidency, calling around and talking to where you were in primaries, I'm just wondering, it has to have crossed your mind, what would I have done had I been president right now?
Mm-hmm.
Has that thought crossed your mind at all? You could very well,
you know,
have been.
It hadn't crossed my mind so much, but a couple of nights ago I was on Bill O'Reilly, you know, the factor, and he said, if you were president, what would you have done differently? And I thought about it for a minute, and I said nothing. I said, look, I think diplomatically things could have gone better, but how was Colin Powell to know that the French foreign minister would lie to him? The French foreign minister said, we won't vote for this first resolution and veto a second one.
Mm-hmm.
Turn around and said they would veto a second one. I wish things had gone better diplomatically, but I can't tell you that I would have done anything different from what the president and Colin Powell have done. And very frankly, I'm proud of the president and the job he's done leading the country. And I want to tell you, Bill, apparently, and this is too early, but apparently things are going much better in Iraq than we had initially anticipated. That's obviously why you're not seeing this shock and awe airstrike. It may not, I emphasize, may not be necessary to carry out. And, you know, it's very too early to make any predictions, but things are certainly going along in a more positive fashion so far, and I emphasize so far. And by the way, the Marines are about to go into Basra, and that'll be very indicative of how this conflict's going to go. If they go in easily and are welcomed by the local people, then I think that bodes very well for the future of the conflict. And, of course, I have to hasten to add, tragically, we've already lost some brave young Americans, and we grieve for them.
Absolutely. Well, I know one thing we all know about Senator McCain, you're not a guy that runs from anything. That's why I'm not at all surprised by what your answers are. How about as far as the Washington Times report here at home, Palo Verde? Did you hear anything else about our power plant to the west of the valley here?
I talked to Secretary of Energy Abrams in an open hearing and asked him about it. I talked to the FBI, and I talked to Tom Ridge. And Tom Ridge, as you know, publicly said that there had been a report that uncorroborated that Palo Verde may have been a target at the first, you know, day of the attacks on Iraq. That we have increased the security around there. It is fairly easy to make secure because of its distance from Phoenix, as you know. I mean, it's not day at the beach, but
right.
different from many nuclear power plants in other parts of the country, which are in metropolitan areas. I'm confident that every reasonable measure has been taken to make sure that Palo Verde is secure. This is a time for some nervousness for all of us. That's why we're in the highest state of alert. But I believe that the report was received, a report was received. It was uncorroborated. Steps were taken in a variety of ways, and so I don't think anybody has any reason to be unduly worried that something might happen at Palo Verde, because I'm confident of many of the measures that have been taken.
Senator McCain, I sure appreciate it. You've promised me 5 minutes. I've already taken six.
Well, go ahead with a couple more, because the other vote has not started.
Okay. Well, I know one thing that they say is we all should be more aware and more vigilant. What does Senator McCain do driving through the valley? When do you do home, and what would you do differently in your normal life there?
I come home every weekend. My wife and children, as you know, live in Arizona. And I've got to tell you, I may be more alert and look around me, but I've not allowed these people to change my lifestyle, and I'm not afraid of them. I think we have to be alert. I think we have to do whatever we feel as families is necessary. We do have a way of communicating with all of our children who are teenagers, which is, as you know, hard to keep track of them, almost impossible, harder to keep track of than an Al-Qaeda cell. But we keep in communication with our children. We know how to get a hold of them, and we talk to them about being alert. But I'm not going to let these unmentionables wreck my life, and I hope they're not going to wreck the lives of other Americans. I am confident we are improving every day the security of this nation. We have a long way to go, but I'm confident of the improvements we've made.
We wish you the very best. You're so kind to join us here at Cool 94.5. And if we're indeed not going to let them change anything, why don't you pick the next song we'll play on Cool 94.5? You said you're a regular listener. I've kept you too long.
307 Cut 14, Sweet Caroline. Okay, Bill?
Senator McCain, you're the best. Thank you very much
for sharing
some valuable time with us. And here's 307 Cut 14. Sweet Caroline by request. 917 Cool 94.5.
Where it began.